This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. People's Liberty Globe grantee Nina Wells, known as Nina MDOT, unveils her installation King Me in the People's Liberty Storefront Gallery this Friday evening. Nina photographed dozens of African-American men wearing crowns for the exhibit, which explores the importance for men of color to be better able to understand their value. Nina MDOT and People's Liberty Vice President of Operations Jay Kodesh joined us to discuss King Me and to give us an update on other People's Liberty projects. You can join us 513-419-7100. You can email talk at WVXU.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. Jake and Nina, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for having me.
Nina, tell me how you got the idea for doing this exhibit.
Well, it was back in the summer that the idea just came to me, and I always credit God for giving me my ideas because it just popped in my head, and I ran with it. And the idea came where I was like, oh, I want to take pictures of black men wearing crowns. So,
okay. So there's an interesting story behind the crown, too. Where did you get that from?
Oh, I got that off of eBay.
Okay.
I'm like, it's not that interesting, but
I took
my time with choosing the right one. Yeah.
And you're, if I understand right, you believe in the power of portraits.
And
the effect that they have on people. What is the power of portraits? What's the effect that it has?
Well, there are so many things that one would see when they look at a portrait. It could be through the gaze of the eyes or the position on where the subject is sitting or how they're positioned. And when you come view King Me Friday at the opening this Friday, you'll see in several of the portraits that the men are not all positioned the same. They're not all directly looking at you. Some are looking off to the left or to the right or straight ahead. So the power of portraiture is about the viewer. It changes from different viewers that may see the exhibit.
Do you think it gives the people you photographed a different sense of themselves, a different feeling of themselves?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That was the message behind it. It's for them, the black men that I photographed.
Yeah, and if I can jump in, Mark, I think that's one of the things that that the jury who had reviewed all the applicants that came in for the Globe Gallery opportunity, they were inspired by that. They were inspired by this idea that Nina from Madisonville would come in and photograph I think what amounted to about 100 men of color
in
the city.
Yeah, it's about 100.
And then turn a certain portion of those into these really dramatic lenticular pieces of photographic art. The jury fell in love with that and this idea of empowering men of color through the portraits. And I think when you come into the gallery, whether it's this Friday at the opening or for the next 3 months, you'll see Nina has placed these men of color in a really, really strong and dramatic position. And I think her application really came to life in the gallery. And it's a super exciting presentation.
At the unveiling, too, it's going to be every 20 minutes or so you're letting a small group go through and look at the
– Exactly. Yeah, so we had released a kind of a sign-up sheet online with a couple weeks ago, I believe, and it filled up almost immediately. So
sold out.
Wow.
So for the specific tours of the gallery on Friday night, I think about 200 people have signed up for time slots, but we're still welcoming anybody and everybody into the space Friday night.
Yeah, how does the spacing out affect the exhibit?
Specifically for Friday night, we like to keep the numbers of people who can actually go into the gallery kind of spaced out. The gallery itself is only about 750 or 800 square feet, so we try and limit it to about 20 people. But everybody else is invited to be upstairs in the People's Liberty space. We'll have a slideshow, foods and drinks and camaraderie, and then obviously an opportunity to meet Nina. And there's some other interesting things that we don't want to talk about that are going to be going on Friday night for everybody who comes through.
Nina, Jake used the term lenticular.
Yes.
Photography. What's that?
Well, it's not lenticular photography. It's lenticular prints.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and what that is, that's on printed on a lenticular lens, sort of like 3D, and it gives the illusion of depth depending on where you're standing, how you view the piece.
Yeah, and so if you come into the gallery, you'll be able to see all these prints presented in such a way that if you're standing directly in front of them, you see a man of color in kind of street clothes or normal outfit or whatever, and then you just move slightly to the right or left or back a little bit.
Oh, so
and all of a sudden it pops.
Right.
And the same guy in a different portrait almost is wearing a crown.
Right.
Nina, the empowerment of African American men. Talk about why that's important to you.
It's important because they need to see themselves in a different light. How they view themselves is important. And if you never seen yourself in a certain way, then how do you know that you can even become that? So that's what King Me. That's why King Me is important. It's important for them to see themselves in this position.
So you photographed around 100 men.
And boys.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So these were just people you didn't know. You just approached them? Is that how?
Well, I held two castings at People's Liberty during November and December. And then some are men that I do know personally.
Okay. But did you approach a few that were strangers too, though?
Yes, this? Absolutely.
How did they react to that?
Well, I'm so blessed. I had a street team, and People's Liberty is directly across.
Everybody needs a street team, by the way.
Seriously. Yeah. People's Liberty is directly across from Philly Market, so it was on a Saturday, and everybody was out, so they were literally pulling the men off the street. So, I mean, the reaction was great because the first casting that I did, I photographed about 60 men and boys, the first casting.
It was exhausting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so for a lot of these folks who will hopefully return to the gallery, you know, this might be the first time to see their portrait in life size or in some cases larger than life.
Right.
And then obviously for most, if not all, it's the first to see this lenticular presentation of them, which is pretty exciting.
We will continue our conversation about King Me, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. My guest this afternoon, People's Liberty Globe grantee Nina Wells, known as Nina M. Dot, who will be unveiling her installation of King Me in the People's Liberty Storefront Gallery this Friday evening, and People's Liberty Vice President of Operations Jay Kodesh. He also joins us to talk about King Me and to give us an update on some of the other People's Liberty projects. And Jake, for those who might not be familiar with People's Liberty, tell us about the organization.
Yeah, sure. So People's Liberty is what we call a philanthropic lab. It's a 5-year experiment funded by the Hale Foundation and in part by Johnson Foundation as well. And in general, as most people know, foundations fund 501c3 nonprofits. What's interesting about People's Liberty is these foundations have allocated a certain amount of resources for 5 years to fund individuals directly. People like Nina who live inside the 275 Beltway, who have a dream, an ambition, a desire, an interesting project that they want to go and do, a problem that they want to go fix. And excuse me, what we do is we open up three different grant opportunities every year for 5 years, and we're in the midst of our second year right now. The Globe Grant, which Nina won, is a $15,000 opportunity where you're able to transform the storefront space that that we own at 1805 Elm Street, just across the street from Finley Market. We also have project grants, which are $10,000 grants. We do 16 of those a year. For the Globe Grant, which Nina won, we do 3 of those a year. The $10,000 grants, we do 16 a year in two eight batch segments. And then the Hale Fellowship, which is kind of like our largest or our flagship opportunity, is a $100,000 opportunity. It's a year-long commitment that we award to two individuals every year.
So the Globe Grants are for art, correct?
Yeah, I mean, the idea there is that someone will come in and transform the 800-square-foot storefront. I think they've been heavily art-based, and that might change in the future, but those are the types of applications that we've received and that the jury has been drawn to. But I think even in Nina's case, and she can speak to this, but it's not just art, right? I mean, she's sending a clear message. She's putting individuals that matter to this community at the forefront of her project, and she's presenting an argument and a positive one at that about the state of of affairs of men of color in the city, in greater Cincinnati and in the United States, and she's doing it in a really powerful way. And so for us, that's, yes, art is one part of it, but there's a message there that really matters, and I think that's what resonated with the jury.
You know, what are some of the issues surrounding black men's representation that made doing this exhibit important to you?
You said some of the issues?
Yes, surrounding how they're represented that made doing this important to you.
Well, one issue is basically that they're killing them. And I feel like they're trying to kill them off. And with King Me, it's an acknowledgement of, I see you, and you're here. So that's what King Me is.
Mm-hmm. And it revolves a lot around their value, right?
That exactly.
People mm-hmm. don't realize their value, and they may not even realize
self-value.
Their own value. Yeah.
Right. And it's changing that mindset. Like I mentioned, I didn't mention this, but King Me, behind King Me is, what you see is what you become. Hmm. And if you never see it, then how do you even grasp that? You have to see it first.
Nina and I have talked about this. It's a weird maybe connection, but if you think about Serena and Venus Williams, if nobody had put a tennis racket in their hands
exactly.
in Compton, you know, Compton, Los Angeles, California, if nobody had said, hey, swing this racket, hit this ball, go back to the tennis court again and again and again, what would they have become? If nobody had put a golf club in Tiger Woods' hands, what would he have become? If nobody, you know, let Jay-Z bang on pots and pans in his kitchen and write and rap, what would he have become? And so for Nina, that expression was, let's show these men how beautiful they are and show them honor in this art form. And we think she's done a great job at that.
Exactly.
How did the men you photograph, how did the men and the boys react? Have any of them seen the pictures yet?
Well, for example, my brother, he's the face of King Me. So he... Even with him, I've seen a change in him with confidence, you know, how he holds himself up, because he is on postcards. He is on posters. So he's very proud of himself. And I'm happy that I see that change in him, because that's the whole message behind it. It's about changing your mindset. So
when you got the notification that you'd gotten this grant.
The phone call.
Yeah, when you got the phone call.
Were you there for that?
I think I called you.
What was your reaction when that happened?
Or was that Aurora?
That was Aurora.
Okay, sorry. I was there.
Literally screaming and crying, literally, like what you see on Price is Right, but times 100. I'm not kidding. When she called me, I was screaming and crying. Yeah, I was... so overwhelmed.
It can be transformational. I mean, for someone who's been sitting on an idea, and this is truly the heart of People's Liberty, is like someone's been sitting on an idea. If not for a $10,000 grant, if not for a $15,000 grant and a 3-month opportunity in a finished storefront, the idea wouldn't happen. And so for us, finding a woman named Nina from Madisonville and giving her an opportunity, that was really exciting to the jury. We understood what they saw, and so for us to make the phone call was easy, and that was exciting. And we're fortunate to be able to do 5 years of these, make 5 years worth of phone calls. That's 105 phone calls, and millions of dollars directly invested in individuals. In our mind, that's going to change this region.
And how's the storefront gallery going? I mean, how many different exhibits have been in there at this point?
So we've had three. Nina's the fourth, and every opening is huge. We get hundreds and hundreds of people that come through. And then day in and day out, the gallery's open from 10 to 5 every day and 11 to 3 on Saturdays. When Findlay Market is hopping, people are in and out of the gallery, and people, you know, between the Hale Foundation, the People's Liberty stuff that's going on in the Globe Building, we have tons of people coming in and out of the building every day. And it's not just a lobby. I mean, people stay and they ask questions and they participate no matter what the installation is. And that won't be any different for Nina.
Nina, how does this particular exhibit relate to other artistic work you've done in the past?
Well, I love portraiture and I do lifestyle as well. But this is by far the most provoking series that I've done thus far. So I'm in hopes that with King Me that I can further, like, I want to go on tour with King Me. So
How many photos total in the exhibit?
In the exhibit, it's about 100. It's not at 100.
Okay, so it's about 100 pictures.
Exactly.
Are you, some of the men you photograph, some of the boys you photograph, are you counting on them to come through and see this too?
Absolutely. Absolutely, 100%. Now, when I talk about what's displayed, it's 9 lenticular portraits, and then the rest are...
Okay.
Yeah.
So 9 that are lenticular.
Yes.
Which, as you look at them from different angles, they change from
these
men in their normal clothes to these men dressed as royalty.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Those are the lenticular, and they are, the rest are just regular portraits.
Right.
What, Jake, how important do you think it is, this message that Nina's getting out there with this? Tell me about the...
I mean, I think in general, people's liberty, two of our distinguishing features in the sense that what we're not allowed to invest in are politics or religion. But for us, this wasn't a message that was political or religious at all. This was just a statement of a woman from Madisonville who had a great idea, who cared about her community, who cared about her race, who cared about mankind. And we believe that it was a wonderful stage to be able to put her on and to give her this opportunity. With the Globe Grant, we don't just give you the space and give you the money. We also try our best to give you the support of the people that work at People's Liberty. We have folks that understand what it's like to hang a gallery show for somebody who may have never done that before. We know what it's like to put design and communications resources behind a campaign. And so for us, it was really exciting. And I think we've gotten involved with Nina in a way, unlike any way that we've gotten involved with any of the other grantees, because we've kind of been drawn into her orbit. And so it's been a really exciting experience, and we believe in it, and we stand behind her.
You think this is going to have a positive impact?
Without a doubt. Yeah. And I mean, it's an interesting time in the city of Cincinnati for men of color. It's an interesting time in general in the city of Cincinnati when you're talking about real estate development and what's happening to the different neighborhoods. And quite frankly, we're a part of it. We're in the center of Findlay Market, where property's getting snatched up and prices are increasing. And what is that doing for the residents who were there? And so I think it was really important. It's important for us to engage our neighbors and be a part of our community. And we were super excited that Nina was interested in photographing people that are in the community. All that. There was just great synergy, and we were honored to be a part of it.
And Nina said, go ahead.
If I may add, I wanted to say that People's Liberty has been 100% supported. They're a great team. I know that I won the grant, but they have been behind me like a machine. And we have been out here pushing King Me. So I am forever grateful for People's Liberty. They are absolutely 100% great organization. I mean that. I am so passionate about People's Liberty.
Well, it sounds like you're passionate about the photography that you do as
100%,
well.
100%.
So you want to try to get King Me out there on a tour, an exhibit tour. Well, you have any other projects that you're thinking about doing in the future?
Well, in the future, I would like to get a building, and I would like a gallery at the bottom. Operate a gallery and then have a program of some sort where I'm working with children and then engaging in visual arts. And then, for example, I would like to travel with the children to get travel photography somehow incorporated in the program, because you have to get out in the world. Mm-hmm. You have to get out in the world. So that's another big project that I would like to pursue.
Well, if you could take King Me to any place else, what would be the first city that you'd like to have it show up in?
I would love to go to Philly. I want to go to Detroit and Chicago, to name a few.
Jake, tell us the details of the unveiling of Nina's exhibit,
sure.
When that's going to happen,
sure.
And how people can see this.
Sure. So the special kind of final Friday event is this Friday at People's Liberty, which is in the Globe Building on Findlay Market, 1805 Elm Street. We'll be there from 6 until 10 p.m. Anybody and everybody's welcome. We did... we did post all that information to the website and Facebook. If you can't find it, stop by or visit our website or call us or email us. You can get in touch with us and we'll share the information. But if you can't make it Friday night, no big deal. It'll be there located at 1805 Elm Street for the next 3 months. We'd love to see you. If you want to meet Nina and get kind of a hand-holding tour of the gallery, I'm sure she'll be happy to do it. Just reach out to us and we'll make the connection.
And we've got a link to your website at wvxu.org for people to take a look at it there.
Great.
And so, Nina, sum it up for us. What is the big message you want people to take away from this exhibit?
The message that I want them to take away from the King Me exhibit is what you see is what you become.
Yeah.
And let King Me change you. Let it change your mind.
You? Really?
Yes. Okay. Let it change your mind.
So you're not afraid of how people might react to it?
No, never. No, at all. Negative or positive, absolutely not. That's not even a concern.
Well, Nina and Jake, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Nina Wells, also known as Nina M. Dot, and People's Liberty Vice President of Operations Jake Hodesh. Nina's exhibit, King Me, is going to be unveiled at the People's Liberty Storefront Gallery Friday evening. And again, you can find a link to more information about it at wvxu.org.